No. Go ask her out.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday down at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Barlines. I mean, we've had a packed show.
Yeah.
We're moving fast and furious. But we saved the best for last. Our good friend Jill Jelinek, Fox 17, who you have worked with this year on the Football Frenzy. She's down in Chattanooga covering the state championship game games. Unfortunately, I don't think it worked out too well for my Panthers. But, Jill, how you doing?
Hey, Chase. Hey, Joe. Thanks so much for having me. Yes. Busy weekend for the Blue Cross Bowl here in Chattanooga, Finley Stadium. One game in the books, and unfortunately, Chase, you are right. FRA Panthers struggled today, and that might be putting it nicely. BGA ended up winning 61-27.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
So congratulations to George Plaster and BGA, but you were sideline reporting on that game, correct?
Correct, yes.
So what did you see that BGA was doing that was so hard to stop?
Yeah, well, their Mr. Football finalist and quarterback, Caden Marable. He's in his senior year. He was a finalist last year for Mr. Football, and he's just been taking bigger and bigger strides each year. Get this, guys. He had 7 total touchdowns in the state championship win for BGA. 4 in the air, 3 on the ground. He was responsible for over 400 yards of offense, and FRA just could not slow him down. They could not. And also the Panthers shot themselves in the foot at times. They had penalties both sides of the ball, especially the first half, and they also had 2 pick sixes, and that really, really hurt them.
Jill Jelinek is with us. Jill, you and me tomorrow. We got, Westview and Gatlinburg-Pittman. Is that correct?
That's right, my friend. 3A state title first thing in the morning.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that, you know, the games are in Chattanooga, and they do such a great job down there. And it's all day, and it's all going on. But, you know, we were on the calls with the coaches this week, and just the excitement of getting there. I mean, it's still – being in the state championship still means a hell of a lot to – the schools, the communities, the coaches, players, and that's why I love this.
I hope it always means so much to these schools and communities, Joe, and also to the media, too. I think, you know, when you look at a city like Nashville, right, when you have so many pro teams and big teams, high school sports kind of take a backseat, and understandably so, but this is the pinnacle of high school football. This is everything that these kids work for in the off season, and leading up through the playoffs the last several weeks. It's so exciting to see the fans that show up here, rain, snow, sunshine. And it's also so special to be a part of that moment when you interview the winning coach and he has tears coming down his eyes. That's why I do it. I love that moment with coach at the end.
It's so great, and the rough part is the kids, the teams that don't win the state championship, and I always tell them, I said, look, you getting here did things which 99% of people who play high school sports never get to the state championship. You guys, I know losing sucks, but the fact that you got here says a heck of a lot about who you are.
Only one team is able to call themselves champions and winners at the end of the season. And that's just sports, like you said. That's sports, that's life. And also, I think this is a FRA Panthers team that's not going away anytime soon. They will graduate some players, but they return majority of their starters next year. So shout out to FRA head coach Justin Geisinger. Done a great job in his 4 years there, and the future's bright for them for sure.
Jill Jelinek, Fox 17, is with us. So we know Nashville Christian is currently leading USJ 14-0 in the first quarter. What have you seen from Nashville Christian and the new Vanderbilt recruit so far?
Yes. I mean, Jared Curtis is just doing Jared Curtis things. That's what he does. He ran for a touchdown to start the scoring, and then he just passed for a touchdown to double the lead, 14-0. He's just a special player on the field. And I think if you haven't gotten the chance to, like, see him in person, please go see him next year or in future years at Vanderbilt. He right now at this level, he's a man among boys, and I can't wait to see how he stacks up in the SEC, because he is really a truly dynamic player, passer, runner. He's just exciting. He's great for football. He's great for, obviously, Nashville Christian, who's eyeing their second straight title, third in program history. But I think he's someone that, to circling back to Joe's point, he forces media and people to turn their heads and watch, to cover him, to cover high school sports, and that's why he's so good for the game.
Jared Curtis currently 3 for 3, 26 yards passing and a touchdown through the air. He's also run 2 times for 14 yards and a touchdown early in that game.
So, Jill, we had Jeff Brothers on yesterday from Nashville Christian. You had him on your podcast this year. I think a lot of Jared Curtis' success because the head coach doesn't let him become bigger than the team. And we love Jeff and Jeff Brothers, and you've talked to him, and it is so true. He makes sure Jared Curtis is part of the team. The team is not Jared Curtis. That makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know this because I, having talked to Jared Curtis for the last several years, watching him go through high school at Nashville Christian, that is exactly his MO. A lot of people don't realize he started very young at Nashville Christian. He's been at that school his whole life. He played these wide receivers on the team with him, his senior class. He's been playing with them since like Pee Wee football. So he's had the same friends since middle school, the same teammates since middle school. They've seen him and been with him before he became Jared Curtis and really put Nashville Christian on the map. And I think he always remembers that because when you talk to him, he is grateful. He is humbled. He has a big, shiny road ahead of him, and he's going to have a lot of cameras in his face next year or this year and moving forward. So he will have to try to navigate that spotlight. But to credit to head coach Jeff Brothers, he's done a great job with the program and is very close with Jared Curtis and is just so proud of the man he has become over the years.
I love it. Did you get a chance to interview Gomer Pyle today? And by that, I mean Luke Bryan.
No, he was tucked up in the stadium stands in camo, staying warm with the fans. He was having a great time, so I wasn't about to go bust open that party.
Oh, okay, good. I mean, I love this. He's obviously someplace for BGA. He's a big supporter. There were pictures of him a couple weeks ago when they played on the road taking pictures with fans. That's why we love high school football, because it's pure and
yep.
It's fun and it's organic. And it all comes to light in Chattanooga on these 3 days. By the way, is it cold down there? I need to know for my wardrobe.
It's so cold, Joe. But you're not even on the sideline. Don't give me any of that. You can dress however you want. You're in the nice, warm press box, sipping your hot cocoa, 11 in the morning. Meanwhile, I'm running up and down those sidelines, sweating and freezing at the same time. So you don't even – I'm not even going to give you that. It is cold. But, yes, it is cold.
I will tell you this, though, and I'm being serious about you on sideline. We did this 2 years ago, and immediately after the game, you went back and watched everything. We're getting ready for the next game. I don't think your dedication and your preparation is pronounced enough. And I know you'll never do it, so I'm going to do it for you. But, I mean, you make it really easy because you're so prepared for all these games, and I just find that fantastic.
Oh, well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. You do my homework, right? You do your homework and you go to practice. Just like Coach says, you got to put in the reps so you show up on game day. And I treat my job just like I did college athletics and high school sports and everything else. So I appreciate that. It helps when you have a good broadcast partner, too. And I'm looking forward to our 3A state title game tomorrow, Joe.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
See, Joe and I never did our homework, so that's probably part of our problem and why we are where we are. What do you expect tonight, Brentwood Academy and Baylor?
I was hoping you'd ask me that because it's a tough feel, one, because they were supposed to meet in the regular season and they got ranked out. So they have not played each other this year. You kind of have a little bit of a David and Goliath in the sense that Baylor has been there 4 straight years. They won it 3 years ago in Eric Henry's first year at Baylor. They are so determined, especially after the bad taste in their mouth losing Macaulay last year. Baylor is so determined to bring home that trophy. On the other side, you have Brentwood Academy, hasn't been in this game a long time. Second year of Coach Wade. And he's done a tremendous job. This is a Brentwood Academy program that went 2-10 in 2023. Yes, like that's how they had their worst season in program history just 2 years ago. Then enter head coach Paul Wade. He turns things around and gets them the title game. Even Coach Wade told me, "Hey, I'm a little surprised we're here so quickly, but I'm glad we're here." So Baylor is clearly the favorite in this, having been here before, having the edge. I want Brentwood Academy to keep it close, but in the end, I think the Red Raiders are going to run away with this one.
So I know he doesn't play, but do we think an eighth grader that is on the Baylor team, his father is named Peyton?
Oh, man.
If he is, guys, I hope he's on the sideline so I can get to him and try to talk to him. I would love to ask him a couple, even if it's not on camera, I'd love to just talk to him and work him in the broadcast. But you know what? I don't know Peyton that well, but he strikes me as someone that wants to make it all about the kids. And I wouldn't blame him if that's the case. We'll see. We'll see. I'll try.
I'll leave this open-ended for you. What other game this weekend stands out that you're looking forward to?
It's got to be that 6A title game Saturday night, Oakland, yep. Ravenwood, Battle of the Woods. I think it has the potential to maybe be the best game of the weekend. I might be hyping it up too much, but you always have a show when those two teams step on the field. And I'm excited for Nashville. Nashville high school football is, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, we're at a peak right now. This is the glory days of Nashville high school football. We have some phenomenal talent, and a lot of those players are on display this weekend.
Well, and yeah, I agree that we kind of broad brush it to Middle Tennessee as well, because so many good programs.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee, thank you.
Yeah, no, you're fine. I mean, you got Pearl Cone down there, you got Oakley, you got Ravenwood, you got Nashville Christian, you got Brentwood Academy.
Page.
I mean, you got Page, you got Blackman made it to the semifinal. I mean, all the cross is great. It's never been as good as it is right now, and that's why this Oakland-Ravenwood game, I hope both teams could win. They can't. So that's part of it. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, high school football now is just fantastic in our area.
Yeah. Yeah. And, hey, Joe, thanks for being a part of the Frenzy this year. You were a big reason why the Frenzy did as well as it did, and we were able to share those stories of those athletes and teams. And I just wanted to say thank you again. Without you, Middle Tennessee high school football would not be as fun and interesting.
Get out of here. What I like about it, real quick, Jill, is that the coaches – after the game, win or lose, they're so nice. They're so gracious. They appreciate us there. They appreciate the coverage. It's all about the kids. It's never about them. So that's why I'm telling you, we have some of the best men in high school athletics right here in Middle Tennessee.
Yep. And also Nashville Christian just extended its lead 21-0.
Well, there you go. Thank you for that. And Jill, have fun down there. And appreciate you checking in with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, gentlemen. Take care. Bye.
Absolutely. Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 Sports Director, joining us here on the program. And you can see her on, I think the games are all on MyTV 30, but
they are.
Is a part of the broadcast along with you weekend. That's why we're off tomorrow. You have to go do that, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to take a
good
day.
Good for you.
I'm just going to take a day.
You deserve a day to do that. So, yeah, I'm with Jill and Jeff Harum tomorrow on the 3A game at 10, and then Jeff and I are doing the 5A game tomorrow night between Page and Sevier County.
Will be a good one, and Dr. Crane and Connor Newt will fill in for us tomorrow. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Chase and Big Joe on 25 The Game.